Hello, and welcome back to Maya's Reviews, a podcast and blog where I review all types of movies and novels. I'm Maya, and thank you for joining me for a special episode today. So, today is Halloween. Happy Halloween, everybody. Kind of sad that the Halloween season is over, pretty much. Which is weird for me to say right now, because I'm recording this September 18th. But I can already tell you right now, I will be sad October 31st. I most definitely will. So, but today I am doing a special bonus episode for Halloween where I will be ranking my top 10 horror movies as of right now in 2022 for Halloween. So, and just a disclaimer, these are just my personal opinions. The ratings, what I rate the movies, doesn't necessarily matter with this list. This is basically just the movies that I love to watch that are horror movies and that I watch most often, if that makes sense. They could be the worst movie ever. I mean, I've watched Twilight how many times, and Twilight is a questionable movie. But if I put it on a early 2000s top movies list, even though I probably would rate that movie like 2 stars, it would probably be like number 1 on there, above many other things that are higher up on that list. So, you know, this is literally just based purely off which movie entertains me more than the other, and which movie I love more than the other. It could just be like, oh, I love this one because it was the first one I ever watched, right? Just my personal opinion. Just because I have an opinion doesn't mean it, you know, you have to have the same one. So just putting that out there that this is just my personal opinion of my top 10. And this was actually very difficult for me to do. I had to, like, stop myself from putting Lost Boys at number 1 because even though it's technically a horror movie, I feel like it doesn't count. It feels more like, I don't know, like a kid's horror movie, even though it's, like, rated R. So, you know, it's fine. Anyways. But we're gonna start off my list. Let's get into my top 10 horror movies. I just want to start this episode off by saying that, just a quick disclaimer, if you are going to watch some of these movies, just be aware of the content warnings for them. You can find them online. And, you know, just some of these have some triggering topics, so just be aware of that. Starting off with number 10 is Mother by Darren Aronofsky. The movie is 120 minutes long. Its average rating is 3.5 out of 5 stars. And it stars Jennifer Lawrence, Javier Bardem, Ed Harris, and Michelle Pfeiffer. It is a horror movie, obviously, because, you know, I'm reviewing, this is a horror movie episode. So, yeah. The description is, seeing is believing. A couple's relationship is tested when uninvited guests arrive at their home, disrupting their tranquil existence. This movie was released in 2017, and I did not see it until last year, maybe. And just a fair warning, this movie does have some, like, some really disturbing scenes. But I, personally, it's the psychological horror that I really like in this movie. It's really unsettling, but it's so subtle. And also, the director, I hesitated to put Black Swan on this list because technically Black Swan to me is more of a thriller. And so I hesitated to put that on this list, but I do love this director. A lot of the movies that, every single movie that I have seen of his, I have absolutely loved. And they're often just mind-blowing to me. I think, it's just something about his movies that I absolutely love. And so Mother is one of those movies that is very hard for me to watch. It is so deep, but I really enjoy watching it when I do watch it, because there's just that subtle horror in the background that I really enjoy. I actually, even though Mother only gets 3.5 out of 5 stars average on Letterboxd, I rated this one 4.5 out of 5 stars. I really enjoyed this movie when I first saw it. I thought it was brilliant. And so that was my rating for it, and it's number 10 on my list. Let's get into number 9 on my list, which is Unfriended, directed by Leban Gibrides, released in 2014. The movie is 82 minutes long. Its average rating on Letterboxd is 2.3 out of 5 stars. It stars Shelley Hennig, Heather Sossaman, Renee Olstead, Matthew Bauer, Moses Storm, Will Peltz, Jacob Wysocki, and Courtney Halverson. I think I talked about this one in my 31 Days of Halloween episode, which if you have not listened to that, go check it out. I think I mentioned that this movie is objectively a bad movie, but I really enjoy, it's so entertaining for me. I've never been bored while watching this movie. Some parts are genuinely scary to me. It's a little creepy. And so I really enjoy this movie as a whole, even though it's not the best movie, but it's really entertaining to me. And I actually rated this one 4 out of 5 stars. So see how Mother is lower on the list, even though it has a higher rating, because it's a better movie technically, but in terms of my enjoyment, I enjoy I enjoy Unfriended more than I enjoyed Mother. So Unfriended, the description is, "Online, your memories last forever, but so do your mistakes. While video chatting one night, 6 high school friends receive a Skype message from a classmate who killed herself exactly 1 year ago. At first they think it's a prank, but when the girl starts revealing the friend's darkest secrets, they realize they are dealing with something out of this world, something that wants them dead." Unfriended is just one of those movies, like I said, that I've always had fun watching, even though it's not the best one. The kills are great, the story is, the acting is pretty good, I would say, but overall, the entire movie is just one, it's just so entertaining that I have a fun time watching it. So, it's number 9 on my list. Number 8 on my list is Halloween, directed by John Carpenter, released in 1978. Obviously, this one is just a classic, and Halloween, I love watching. I think the first time I watched it with my mom, and she was so freaked out, and I was watching this, and so I was freaked out, and it was just a fun experience. And so this movie just has a special place in my heart. I mean, it's just, like I said, it's just one of those classics that everyone has watched at least once, and I love watching this one around Halloween, but overall, it's just an amazing horror movie. The movie stars Donald Pleasance, Jamie Lee Curtis, Nancy Keyes, PJ Souls, Charles Cyphers, and a bunch of other very talented actors. The movie gets an average 3.9 out of 5 stars on Letterboxd, while I rated it 4 out of 5 stars. The description is, "The night he came home. 15 years after murdering his sister on Halloween night 1963, Michael Myers escapes from a mental hospital and returns to the small town of Haddonfield, Illinois to kill again." Like I said, this movie is just one of those classics, and it just has a special place in my heart. I love this movie. It's just a classic horror movie, and it's such a good movie, too. Number 7 on my list, a horror movie list would not be complete without Jennifer's Body, directed by Karen Kusama, released in 2009. This movie is more of a horror comedy, but I really, really enjoy this movie. I mean, it has Megan Fox and Amanda Seyfried in it. How could you not enjoy it? The movie is 107 minutes long, and the description is, "She's evil, and not just high school evil. A newly possessed cheerleader turns into a killer who specializes in offing her male classmates. Can her best friend put an end to the horror?" Jennifer's Body is just one of those movies that I watched where I was just awestruck. I mean, I loved it. It's just a fun movie. It's a horror comedy, so there is some very comedic moments in there, but it's also entertaining to watch. The story is like pretty solid. I mean, for a movie from 2009. And so I really enjoy this movie. There's just a lot of iconic moments in here. And like I said, it's Megan Fox and Amanda Seyfried in a movie together where Megan Fox is killing our classmates. So I don't know what you could not like about this movie. I mean, it's a great movie and I just always have fun when I watch it. Number six on my list is Creep, directed by Patrick Bryce from 2014. This movie is where it genuinely scares me. It genuinely creeps me out, hence the name Creep. The movie is 82 minutes long and stars Mark Duplass and Patrick Bryce. It is so creepy and so unsettling, so disturbing. It is truly one of those movies that I watch when I really want to be scared. It's found footage, and found footage always manages to scare me. It could be the worst found footage movie ever, but it still will scare me, at least in the moment, because of just the perspective that you have throughout the movie and how realistic that seems when you're watching it, because it looks like you're watching someone's recording of whatever horrific event is going on. And so found footage movies always manage to scare me, but this one is truly just terrifying. I've watched it a couple of times, and every single time I've watched it, it terrifies me to my core. The description of this movie is, looking for work, Aaron comes across a cryptic online ad. $1,000 for the day, filming service. Discretion is appreciated. Low on cash, he decides to go for it. He drives to a cabin in a remote mountain town where he meets Joseph, his cinematic subject for the day. Joseph is sincere, and the project seems heartfelt, so Aaron begins to film. But as the day goes on, it becomes clear that Joseph is not who he says, and his intentions are not at all pure. Like I said, Creep is just a truly terrifying movie. It's found footage, and it just really makes me scared. And so when I want to be scared, this is the movie that I go to. Because even though I've watched it, it still manages to scare me every single time. Even though some of the scares are predictable, you're like, oh, there's going to be a jump scare right here, it literally manages to scare me every single time. I do not know how, but it just does. And so I love watching this movie, especially with friends. Seeing their reactions for the first time is hilarious. And I love this movie. It's so fun to watch. Number five on my list is a movie that I actually watched recently, Orphan from 2009 by Jean-Colette Serra. The movie is 123 minutes long, and though it came out quite a while ago, I only watched it recently, and then I loved this movie. I think it's brilliant. There's so many things in here that are disturbing and unsettling, and the story itself is just phenomenal. The acting is great. The average rating on Letterboxd is 3.3 out of 5 stars. My rating is 5 out of 5 stars. I really enjoyed this movie. I thought it was brilliant. The movie stars Vera Farmiga, Peter Sarsgaard, and Isabel Furman. I just really enjoy this movie. The description is, can you keep a secret? A married couple with a rocky past adopt 9-year-old Esther to fill the void created by a recently stillborn baby. However, Esther is not quite who she seems. Orphan is just one of those movies that I waited forever to watch, and then, like, I was very pleasantly surprised and really enjoyed the movie, and it just manages to creep me out every single time. So this is definitely one of those movies that I really, really enjoy, and I think it's just a great movie overall. Number four on my list is It Follows from 2014, directed by David Robert Mitchell. The movie is 101 minutes long and stars Micah Monroe, Keira Gilchrist, Daniel Zavato, Jake Weary, Olivia Lucardi, Lily Sepp. I really enjoy this movie. This is another one that I waited forever to watch, and I watched it recently and was blown away by the acting, by the story, just how creepy it is. And it's not in your face creepy, it's just subtly creepy. And so I really, really enjoy this movie. The description is, it doesn't think, it doesn't feel, it doesn't give up. After carefree teenager Jay sleeps with her new boyfriend Hugh for the first time, she learns that she is the latest recipient of a fatal curse that is passed from victim to victim via sexual intercourse. Death, Jay learns, will creep inexorably toward her as either a friend or a stranger. Jay's friends don't believe her seemingly paranoid ravings until they too begin to see the phantom assassins and band together to help her flee or defend herself. There's something just so creepy about this movie and how terrifying it is. And it is just one of those movies that manages to just creep me out every single time. I mean, I'll like see someone outside, right? And I'll be like, oh, no, thank you. So this movie just manages to creep me out every single time. And it's quickly becoming like one of my favorite movies of all time, not just of horror movies, just because of how brilliant I think it is. And I'm kind of mad at myself that I didn't watch this earlier, but it's fine. Number three on my list, something that I don't know why I enjoyed this much, is Fear Street 1978. I love the Fear Street series as a whole, but this movie itself is just so fun to me, which it's a summer camp slasher, directed by Leigh Janiak, released in 2021. It's the second movie in the Fear Street trilogy, but I really, really enjoy this movie. I enjoy the horror aspects, I enjoy the acting, I enjoy the story, I enjoy just the vibe and the theme of the movie. The movie itself, I just love. And so I've always had fun watching this. I've watched it so many times. The average rating on Letterboxd is 3.5 out of 5 stars, but I rated this 5 out of 5 stars. It is one of my favorite movies ever, not just of horror movies. And so I really, really enjoyed this one. The movie stars Sadie Sink, Emily Rudd, Ryan Simpkins, McCabe Sly, Ted Sutherland, and Chiara Ariella. I really, really love this movie. And the description is, find the truth. In 1978, two rival groups at Camp Nightwing must band together to solve a terrifying mystery when horrors from their town's history come alive. Overall, I think Fear Street is just a great trilogy, and I really want more of those movies. But there's just something about the second movie, Fear Street 1978, that I just have always loved since I watched it. I mean, I watched this when it came out onto Netflix, and it's just always been a fun movie to watch, and it's unsettling, it's disturbing, there's some fun parts, there's some little romances in there, and overall, it's just a great movie. Number two on my list is the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre from 1974. This movie is just one of those that, again, a lot of people have watched. It's kind of like Halloween, where it's a classic. And it was directed by Tobe Hooper, released in 1974. The movie is 83 minutes long and stars Marilyn Burns, Alan Danziger, Paul A. Partain, William Vale, Terry McMinn, and so many other talented actors. I mean, this movie is just, it's not that bloody, it's not physically, it's not gory, but it is so psychologically disturbing that it is one of those movies that never fails to scare me and unsettle me. And I really enjoy Texas Chainsaw Massacre. It's one of those. I've said that so many times, but there's no other way to describe it. When you like a movie, you just like it. The description is, who will survive and what will be left of them? When Sally hears that her grandfather's grave may have been vandalized, she and her paraplegic brother, Franklin, set out with their friends to investigate. After a detour to their family's old farmhouse, they discover a group of crazed, murderous outcasts living next door. As the group is attacked one by one by the chainsaw-wielding Leatherface, who wears a mask of human skin, the survivors must do everything they can to escape. Like I said, it's just Texas Chainsaw Massacre. It's just a great movie. And coming in at number one, of course, how could I leave this off a list, is Scream, directed by Wes Craven from 1996. The movie is 112 minutes long, and to me, this kind of is a classic. It stars David Arquette, Nev Campbell, Courtney Cox, Matthew Lillard, Rose McGowan, Skeet Ulrich, and Jamie Kennedy. Scream is the first horror movie I watched, and I love this movie. It is the first one I watched, so it just has that special place in my heart. It's in itself is just a brilliant movie. I feel the description is someone has taken their love of scary movies one step too far. A killer known as Ghostface begins killing off teenagers, and as the body count begins rising, one girl and her friends find themselves contemplating the rules of horror films as they find themselves living in a real life one. Scream is just a fun movie to watch, and so I really enjoy this movie, and that's why it's my number one. I don't think anything will ever top it. It is just a fun horror movie that has great acting, a fun story, but I just enjoy Scream. Scream is just such a fun movie. The rest of the movies are fun too. I mean, I cannot wait for, what is it, Scream 6 that's supposed to come out 2023. Cannot wait. So I just love this movie, and it sparked my love for horror movies and made me realize, like, I like being scared. Like, that is fun. Like, being scared, especially around Halloween, the best time. And so that is the end of my top 10 horror movies list. I hope you enjoyed it, and happy Halloween. I hope all of you have a so fun Halloween, and I hope October has been excellent for you all. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and if you did, please check out the rest of my episodes wherever you listen to podcasts. Make sure you follow so you can receive notifications for whenever I post. If you did like this episode too, please check out my blog, Maya's Reviews, at mayagreviews.wordpress.com. You can also find me at Maya the Bookworm on Twitter, Goodreads, BookBub, and BookSirens. I'm also on Tumblr at Maya Reviews. If you want me to review your book or want to come on the podcast to discuss a novel, maybe even just reach out to me, you can email me at mayagbookreviews@gmail.com. I do ask that if you are reaching out in regards to a review request, interview, collab, blog tour, or anything publicity related, that you check out my publicity request page on my blog first and then email me. Thank you so much for listening, and happy Halloween, everybody!